بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, continuing with yesterday's reminder, expect the best or fear the worst. So I said to you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's think about that for a bit. What does that mean? We expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but is it something that I just sit and expect the best? Or am I also required to make some effort to ensure that that best which I am expecting actually happens? Now, what is the dalil for this? Why am I saying that? And I'm saying that simply sitting and expecting the best is not what is intended by this hadith, inshallah. But an effort needs to be made. What is the proof? Many, many proofs. First and foremost proof is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on the day of judgment, you will be given the reward and the payment and the ajr for what you did. Right? Allah did not say that you will be given the best reward irrespective of what you did or didn't do. There are many ayahs in the Quran which say basically the same thing, which is that the reward of a person on the day of judgment is proportionate to his deeds. We have the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he said, innamal a'malu binniyat, where he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which means that the outcome of the deed is based on the intention. So it is not only what you did, but the reason you did it. With what intention did you do that? So I'm expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my deeds, for example, if they are full of showing off, if they are full of arriya, if they are full of trying to please people instead of trying to please Allah, I'm expecting the best from Allah, but my deeds are like this. So they're not evil deeds, they are good deeds. For example, I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm reading Quran and so on and so forth. But I tell people about this all the time to make sure that people know that I'm fasting and that I'm praying and that I'm reading Quran. So my intention here is to show people that I'm such a pious person. So I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm not fornicating. I'm not murdering anybody. I'm not slandering. But the deeds are good. But the intention behind the deeds is to please people, is to show off to others, and not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say, I expect the best from Allah. So what's going to happen to me and to those deeds? They will be rejected. As we know, the hadith of the Salaf, the three people who will be thrown into the hellfire first, before anybody else, will be three Muslims. A person who was a shaheed fi sabilillah, or he thought he was, who fought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and died. A person who was a qari, an alim, who memorized the Quran, who recited the Quran, who taught Islam. And a third one will be a philanthropist, somebody who was wealthy and he spent his wealth in charity, apparently to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the book of deeds, of their books of deeds are opened, which will also show intentions, the intentions will be, of all of these three, will be to please people and not to please Allah. And so their deeds will be rejected and they will be thrown into the hellfire. It's a long hadith. I'm abbreviating it here. So what is it telling us? It's telling us that no matter, yes, in principle, do we expect the best from Allah or the worst from Allah? Of course, we expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. But who expects the best? The one who expects the best is the one who does the best to the extent of his strength. He does the best that he can do, and then he expects the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a vacuum. He's not expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having done evil. He's not expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he has done nothing to deserve that best, you know, so to speak. No, he is expecting the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having made every effort in his capacity to do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he expects the best. Now you might say, well, you know, I made all this effort. What is there to expect the best? I mean, it should come. No. Because it is not incumbent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our effort, number one. Number two, if our effort, even the best and best of our efforts, if it is weighed and compared against the standard, which is, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves? What is it that is worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure? If that standard is applied, then there is nobody on the face of the planet ever who can say that his effort is worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this effort absolutely must be accepted. There is no way that it cannot be accepted. Nobody can say that. Right? No Nabi, no Rasul ever said that about his own effort. So let alone ordinary people like us. So the point here is that do we expect the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes. And we expect that best having done the best. Not in a vacuum. We make the best effort and then we expect the best. So for example, we don't make the best effort and we say, well, you know, maybe Allah will trash all this. I fasted all of Ramadan, maybe it will all go into the garbage can. Maybe I just did Hajj, but you know, maybe my Hajj will be rejected. No, that is stupid. That is stupid, and that now actually amounts to kufr of a particular kind, because we are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept or cannot accept or will reject effort made for his sake. That is not permissible in Islam, to have despair, to have negative expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not permissible in our religion. So we expect the best because this is what we are supposed to do, but we expect the best after having done the best. And that is very important to understand. So we live in the moment, we enjoy the moment, we are grateful for it, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. In the moment, in the present, we apply lessons that we have learned from the past and ensure that we improve ourselves as we are living now, here and now. And then we also live in the here and now with the awareness that what we do in the here and now has an impact on the future. Future in this life and future in the akhirah, both places. So therefore, my here and now, I am living it the best and I will live it the best I can live, because it is beneficial for me in this life, and because I know that I can make my life to come, the hereafter, the best by living my current life to the best of my ability. Right? That is the way to look at it. Because how do I impact my future in a better way? By doing something in my present. Like I said yesterday, if I work in my present to improve my skill set, then inshallah, in the future, I reduce my chance of attaining redundancy, if I may call it that. I will not be redundant because I will always have marketable skills. But if I make no effort, then I will become redundant. Similarly, in the akhirah, one subhanallah plants for me a tree in Jannah. But saying nothing will not plant for me a tree in Jannah just because I expect the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I say subhanallah, and I do that with ikhlas, I do that with sincerity, I do that with purity of intention, and I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that, and I have the best of intentions and a best of expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dhikr of mine and will reward me in keeping with His majesty and grace. And that is where the best expectation comes, which is, I am not saying Allah will reward me according to what I did. I say Allah will reward me inshallah in keeping with His majesty and grace. So I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my little deed, but I don't go empty-handed. I go with my little deed And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward me in keeping with His Majesty and grace, to give me that which suits Him and His Majesty, not which is in proportion to what I did. I hope this matter is clear, inshallah. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحِبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.